Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, despite the Baltic winds cursing this country, it is spring, and soon it will be the start of the mayfly season. There are over 30 species of mayfly in Ireland. Their lives are pretty short and mostly about reproduction, yet they still have their mysteries, which are being slowly unravelled, particularly the strange dance that they do. Sam Fabian is an entomologist with Imperial College London. Good afternoon, Sam.
Hi, Sean. Lovely to hear from you.
When does mayfly season tend to start? Would it be sometime in May?
So you're absolutely right that we're going to see most mayflies, and especially our largest and most kind of charismatic mayflies, around May. But actually, you'll see them all the way through the summer, into the autumn as well. And some of them are even out now. I mean, I've already seen a few this year.
All right. OK. And so how long does a mayfly live for?
Well, the classic answer is merely a day or two, and that's certainly true for some species, but some will go all the way up to a week. But the main thing is that they are not able to feed when they're adults. So there's no new fuel coming in. What they get when they emerge as adults, that's all they've got. That's all they're going to do when they're flying around, is on the fuel they've stored while they've been in the water.
And so when, for the short period of time that they are alive, and assuming that they avoid predators, because apparently they're quite tasty as well, what do they do? Is it just about reproduction then?
Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. It's the adults come out all at once, so you'll see very large collections of mayflies in swarms and aggregations around water bodies, and it's all about mating. So they really have, you know, kind of one-track minds, as it were. But When they're out the water, what you'll see them doing is doing a vertical flight up and then a parachute back down. So you'll see them bobbing up and down in the air. And this could be maybe 30 centimeters up to about 2 meters in the air, just going straight up and down. And those are the males. And we haven't really known why. Why do they do this? Mm. And it looks like the females fly overhead of these swarms. So they fly either through the swarm or overhead. And the males will then spot her as a little silhouette and go and chase after her and try and catch her. And that's how they mate. And we think that this vertical flight that the males are doing is so that they don't go side to side. Because it turns out the males don't really know what a female mayfly looks like. If a male starts traveling sideways, all the other males will go and try and mate with him. So it's about separation. It's this pattern that they're doing. It's about separating the males from females.
And so
they can meet their mates, just a very short window.
To a male mayfly, the definition of a female mayfly is just the mayfly that's above me.
That definitely seems to be true, above me and traveling in a sort of horizontal pattern. And that means that you can really play with this in quite messy ways. And I'd encourage any of the listeners to do this. You can take a tennis ball and throw it over the heads of some mayflies that are doing this performance, and they'll all chase after it. They seem remarkably... there's a remarkably simple filter for what is a potential mate. And you'll see, you know, a pigeon will fly over the swarm and they'll all try and chase her. They won't be able to reach the pigeon.
Yeah.
But there's a very, very simple rule. But this simple rule has worked for hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah, because they've been around an incredibly long time.
That's right. We think of them, while they've been changing and developing over all of that time, they split from the rest of the flying insects very, very early on, about the same time as dragonflies and damselflies. And so they're really quite weird insects, and we don't know that much about them because they live these short periods of time. We can't really grow them very easily in labs, and yet they are so omnipresent around the world.
Yeah.
And we can see them all through the summer doing these kind of weird patterns.
Hmm. So when the males are flying upwards, is there, if you like, a maximum height for them? Or are they somehow geolocating themselves up to a certain altitude?
There are definitely still mysteries about what they're doing when they're doing this kind of vertical up and down. Definitely, they seem to be trying to stay low. And the assumption is that if they start flying too high, other males will spot them and go and try and mate with them. So generally, they're doing it quite low altitude. They're also trying to avoid high winds. So they're trying to stay in kind of nice, calm airs that'll be low down. And obviously, if they stay low, they're more likely to see a female passing overhead, because we have good evidence that if a female passes through the swarm below them, they don't even notice her. It's only anything that travels overhead as a silhouette that's going to kind of trigger them to go and chase.
If they're over water, though, and they stay too low, does that put them in harm's way?
Well, the way in which the mayflies lay their eggs, and this is the case of the females, is they'll go down and actually tap the water's surface and they'll lay eggs like that. So they're quite able to touch the water's surface in a kind of controlled fashion. But certainly there are lots and lots of predators. So we're thinking about fish. And if you, you know, if you partake in fishing in streams and lakes, you'll know when the mayflies are emerging. And people know, you know, from fly fishing, how to make very accurate replicas, because this is a really important food resource for both birds and for fish that are in the water. And yes, that's pretty perilous. And that's probably why they do this mass emergence all together. It not only helps you meet other mates because you're all there at the same time, but it helps saturate all of the predators.
Mm. Now, many insects are under threat due to the death of hedgerows and climate change in general. How are mayflies doing?
Mayflies, I'm afraid, much like many other insect species, are deeply threatened. And we're seeing both declines. You know, it doesn't have to just be extinctions, but it can be local extinctions, or it can be kind of depreciating numbers. And that's particularly through water pollution. Water pollution is a big factor in these systems. They spend most of their lives living in the water, slowly eating enough food to do this beautiful dance at the end of their lives. And there are also other factors like light pollution. They mostly do this in the early morning or at sort of dusk times in the evening. And if we have bright lights, that can confuse and cause them to crash. And so really, we should be trying to preserve natural light environments and trying to reduce the amount of pollution that's going into our rivers and our natural freshwater bodies to help preserve these mayflies and everything that depends on them.
Sam, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Sam Fabian there, an entomologist with Imperial College London.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.